Okay, Parashat Shmois starts a new Chumash. The Ramban calls Sefer Shmois Sefer Geula, Geula, because the Geula takes place from its right, takes place in Sefer Shmois. And the Pasuk tells us at the very beginning the names of Bnei Yisrael that came to Mitzrayim. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Binyamin, Don, Naphtali, God, Asher, Yosef, Binyamin. And the Pasuk tells us in Pasuk A, Vayehikon Nefesh, Yaitse, Yerech, Yaakov, Shivim, Nefesh. There were 70 people. But Yosef, Hoya, Vimitzrayim, Yosef was in Mitzrayim. L'chayra, it seems repetitious. What a Torah repeats over the names of the Shvatim. You can ask any child if they're finishing Chumash Bereshis and the 12 Shvatim, everyone knows the 12 Shvatim already. There's no need to say it over again. So Rashi says to Haidiyah Chibasom to show us the love that Hashem had, that even though not necessarily mentioned the names, Hashem mentioned the names of the Shvatim when he counted them over again. The Altaf and Kelim says that the Ikke Chiddush is three words in Pasuk Hei. The Yosef Hayovim Mitzrayim. That the Torah wrote over the names of all the Shvatim to come to this one point. Yosef was in Mitzrayim. What does Rashi tell us on this Pasuk? The Yosef Hayovim Mitzrayim, Pasuk A. Oma Bolo Ramdenu. What is the Pasuk teaching us? We know Yosef and his sons, Menashe and Ephraim, are part of the 70 Nefashis. Are part of the 70 people that came to Mitzrayim. Don't we know, don't we know already, Shehu Hoya, that Yosef was by Mitzrayim? Elo Hoydiachot, Tzidkosa, Shal Yosef. The Pasuk tells us the Tzidkis of Yosef, the same Yosef who was with his father's sheep out in the field, is the same Yosef who was in Mitzrayim, who became a Melech, and Vo'aymei B'Tzidkoi, and he remained a Tzadik. The Pasuk is stressing the Yosef Hoya of Mitzrayim, that even though Yosef was in Mitzrayim, Hoya, he was the same Yosef that was in the house of Yaakov, who grew up in the house of Yaakov, he was the same tzaddik that he was before. And that's the Ikke Chiddush, is that Yosef didn't change. Yosef is a lesson for all of us, that whatever goals a person is in, whatever situation a person is in, the Yosef, we have the koyach to remain in our tzidkis the way we were before, and not to be affected. The back of Galinsky brings down a Moiridik and Medrash. The Medrash says in Perik Aleph, Pasuk Ches, Vayakom Melech Chodosh al Mitzrayim. A new king took over Mitzrayim. And Rashi tells us the famous Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, was it a real new king or not? One said it was a new king, and one says, Shneschatshu Gezeiroisov. His Gezeiros were new. It was the same old Paroi, but he made new decrees, new Gezeiros against Bnei Yisrael. The Medrash brings down that for 3 months, Paroi was removed from the Malchus. He was approached by the higher ups in Mitzrayim to plot against Bnei Yisrael. Paroi, the king, said, how can I? If not for Yosef and the Bnei Yisrael, we wouldn't have had any food. We would have suffered all these years of hunger. How can I plot against Bnei Yisrael? And they sort of forced Paroi out of the Malchus for 3 months, says the Medrash. At the end of the 3 months, Paroi saw that they had the upper hand, and he wasn't able to fight back, and he changed. He became like a new king, and he caved in to the demands of his advisors and the people of Mitzrayim, and the whole plot was hatched to b'mishabed Mitzrayim. Vayakol melachodosh. Paroi, on one hand, caved in. Paroi felt the pressure of Mitzrayim, pressure of the Malchus. He caved in after 3 months. On the other hand, the Yosef was in Mitzrayim how long? Yosef was in jail for 12 years. He was in Mitzrayim until he died, he was in Mitzrayim all these years. The Yosef Hayim Mitzrayim, he was in Mitzrayim close to 70 years, 80 years. He was 30 years old when he came to Paroi, and he died at 110. 80 years, 2 years in prison, another 12 years, 92 years, and Yosef remained the same Yosef. A Yid and a Goy. A Yid has the ability to be Yosef Hayy, to remain the same that he is. And Yosef, the Ikke Chiddush in this Pasuk is that Yosef remained the same Yosef that he was, even though he went through all the difficult Nisyonis that he had. We spoke on many times the Beis HaLevi, but we'll say it over. The Medrash tells us there were three advisors, Paroi had three advisors, Ba'isa Eitzah. And this plot against Bnei Yisrael, Shloisha, Hayu, Ba'isa Eitzah, there were three. Who were the three who advised Paroi? Eiyav, Bilam, and Yisrael. Eiyav, Bilam, and Yisrael were the three. And the Medrash says that each were punished or treated midah k'neged midah. Bilam, who advised Paroi, and when Bilam, who advised Paroi, he was punished, he was killed. That's Bilam ben Ba'or, Hagel Bechar, who was killed by Moshe Rabbeinu with the sword. Yisrael, who protested, actually, Yisrael protested, he spoke up, and he spoke up in defense of Bnei Yisrael. He was zeicher that his grandchildren, his descendants, sat on the Sanhedrin. Eyev, Sheshasak, Eyev, who was quiet, Nidam Yisurim, was punished with Yisurim. And the Meis HaLevi asked, what was the Midah K'neged Midah? Bilam deserved to be killed, I understand. Yisrael deserved to be rewarded. He ran away, he protested, his children were zeichet to be part of Bnei Yisrael. But Yev was quiet. He was punished with Yisurim. What's the Midah K'neged Midah? Because he was quiet, he's punished with Yisurim. The Beis HaLevi explains very nicely, we said over many times, is that when a person has Yisurim, what happens? When a person has suffers, what happens? He screams. He cries out. Does the crying help? Not necessarily. He cries out because when a person's in pain, person cries out. Midah k'neged midah. Eyev, when he heard the plot against Bnei Yisrael, he was quiet. Ah, Eyev Katayna, I wouldn't have helped anyway. If I would have protested, I wouldn't have helped anyway. They were going to do it anyway. The Teretz is, if you feel somebody's pain, when a person feels pain, you cry out, you scream out. Midah k'neged midah. Hashem was showing Eyev, it's not an excuse to say I was quiet. And that's why I didn't protest, I didn't cry out. Because look, later on, when a person has Yisurim, even though the screaming out, the crying out doesn't help, but when a person feels pain, a person cries out. And that was the lesson to Eyev. He was quiet. He didn't cry out for the pain of Bnei Yisrael. He was punished later on that he cried out on his own pain, even though the crying didn't help. When the person sees somebody else has pain, a person has the responsibility to cry out, to protest, to try to stop it. Vayivin are misnas lefaroi as pisai mes ramses. Pasuk tells us in Paragalov Pasuk Yud Aleph that we build for paroi pisai and ramses. And the Gemara Masechta Saita tells us that these were useless cities. That as soon as they built it, they fell back down. The Gemara says pisai is a pitahaim. It was on the tahaim over the depths of the earth, the mouth of the earth. And as soon as they built it up, it collapsed. Ramses is a lotion of recessum, a lotion of pieces. They used bricks that broke, and as soon as they built it, it sort of fell apart. The idea being, Paroi had them build such cities, there shouldn't be any accomplishment on their part, there shouldn't be any sense of accomplishment, but they would, whatever they built, fell apart. Mesilas Yisharim brings that in Perik Beis, Shehoyim Eskavein, Shehoi Lohaniach Lehem, Ruach Klal, Shehoi Yitnulev. Paroi's intentions were that he shouldn't think at all. They should just be busy working. Just to occupy their hearts with the hasmodas avayda, with constant work. Built deep seconds without a break. And that was Paroi's MO. That's how Paroi operated, that the Yidden would work. They wouldn't have time to think, and there wouldn't be any rebellion, there wouldn't be any thought of leaving. And the Mesilas Yisharim ends off and he says, V'chein hu mamash eitzas yetzahara al ha'olam. And that's the yetzahara's eitzah to a person. The yetzahara is the same thing to a person. Work, be busy. We don't think, we just automatic pilot. We go, we do, without thinking. And before we know it, it's late. Life passes by.
Like a robot.
Person has to be aware. Person has to wake up. Not to be affected. Without thinking. Panovich Yerov once met Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, and he said to him, he asked him, what would you say? Somebody had a dream, and in his dream, he dreamt he was lost in the forest. And he's standing in the forest, he's lost in the forest, and the wild animals coming at him. There's tigers, lions, and bears, and their eyes are shining in the darkness of the forest. And he's staying there in the forest, shaking out of fright, not knowing what to do. And the Panovich Rav says to Rav Galinsky, how would you save him? What would you do? I don't know. How would you save him? And the Panovich Rav says, how would you save him? Simple. You wake him up, it's only a dream. You wake him up, it's only a dream. He said, Rabbi Yaakov, why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because people go through life living a dream. Think, wake up. Wake up. A lot of times we dream and we don't always know where to draw the line and where the Yetzirah comes in and where we should stop. But a person has to wake up and not dream so much, but rather know what our tachlis is, what a person should do in this world. The Pasuk says in Pasuk Yedalid, the mitzvah made their lives bitter with hard work. So we're all familiar that the trop on the word Vayimaru es chayayim is a kadma va'azla. Vayimaru is a kadma va'azla. And the way they say the story over, the Abda Rav once came to a certain town to try out as a position for the Rav in the town, and he spoke. And after he spoke, somebody walked over to him and said, I want to ask you a question. Vayimaru es chayayim is a sad pasuk. They made their lives bitter. It's a sad event that happened. Yet the trop on the pasuk is a kadmazla. You go higher. And why rose chayayim? It's a higher, it's sort of a happy trop. Trop was rising. Wouldn't it be more appropriate for the trop to be a severe going down, a sad tone, a sad implication, than a trop that has a happy tone to it? Vayimar rose chayayim is sadness, not happiness. And after Rav didn't know what to answer. He was misbowled that Hashem should open his eyes. And later on, he came back and he told them, Vayimaru es chayayim is a kadma va'azla. Because Vayimaru es chayayim is not only bad, it's also good. Because the Yidden left Mitzrayim after 210 years. They left Mitzrayim 190 years early. Why did they leave 190 years earlier? Because the Shibud was so bitter, was so difficult, that they worked in those 210 years, or in the 86 years, they worked enough to cover the full amount of time, therefore they were able to leave after 190 years. So therefore we said, Vayimaru es chayayim is sort of in a way a happy trop, when the notes rise, because in essence, Vayimaru caused the Gula to come about earlier. And as is well known, the gematria of Kadma Va'azla is 190. Vayimaru es chayayim is a Kadma Va'azla is 190, that 190 years, they either left early, and why was that? Because Vayimaru es chayayim was so bitter in Mitzrayim that they were able to leave 190 years earlier. Which of course is a lesson for everybody, that the bitterness itself, the sweetness is there. We don't always see it. It's very bitter, it's terrible. But between the lines already, Hashem's already arranging the gula, and the events are unfolding. But we don't always see it. By Yimaru es chayayim, a person has to open his eyes and look around. We're not always zeichet to see what's happening. But even when something appears to be bad, when our eyes appears to be not good, Hashem has plans, and ultimately it turns out good. The Pasuk says, Moshe is put into the river, and Bas Parai, Parai's daughter, finds Moshe Rabbeinu. The Pasuk tells us in Perek Beis, in Pasuk Vav, that Parai, Bas Parai sends out her arm, she reaches, she pulls in the basket, that Tiftach Pasuk Vav, that Terei Wesayela, she sees the child. V'neina b'aychen is a nar crying. V'tachmon of she'az rachmonis, v'toymen, she says, miyaldei ho'irim zeh. He's from the Jewish children. Rashi right away asks, it says, yeled nar. She opened the basket, she saw the yeled. Yeled means a young child. V'neina b'aychen, the nar was crying. A nar is someone who's a little bit old, an older child. So Rashi says, koi loike nar. His voice was strong like a nar. Moshe was still a baby, but his voice was strong like a nar, like a older child. Vatoyma, but she says, "Mi yaldei ho'ivrim zeh." He's from the yaldei ho'ivrim, from the Jewish children. So I don't remember who says this word, but they bring down a story that the Queen of Prague once made gezeiris and decrees against the Yidden, against the Jewish people. And they needed someone to go to speak to her, present the case, in order to try to have the Xeris annulled and taken back. I think was Reb Zalman was his name. He was sent by the Noda Yehuda and others to go represent the Jewish cause to the Queen of Prague and to plead for mercy in order to have the Xeris annulled and taken back. He had to dress properly for the occasion, and he had to prepare himself what to say. He prepared what to say, came dressed properly. He presents himself to the queen. An audience was arranged. He comes in to talk to the queen, and as soon as he starts speaking, he loses himself, and he starts screaming and crying, and the queen is taken aback, and she says, "Don't you have any respect? Don't you know that when you come to talk to the king, you have to talk with dignity and with decorum and proper behavior, and not screaming and yelling and crying?" And he answers her back and he says, "If it was only me speaking, you're right. But I'm not speaking only for myself. I'm speaking on behalf of all my brothers, all the Jewish people. And when I'm speaking on behalf of everybody, I feel all the pain. I feel all the troubles, all the distress that these decrees will affect them, will harm them, and it's not me. It's the screams and the cries of all of my Jewish brethren coming out at this time." When a Yid cries, we don't cry only for ourselves. Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh L'Zeh. We cry for all. The pasuk says, "Yina Baicher Miyaldei Ha'Ivrim Zeh." Bas Pari understood when she heard Moshe crying, he wasn't only crying for himself. He was crying Miyaldei Ha'Ivrim for all the Jewish children. At that time, the Jewish children were being taken, thrown into the river. Narabaycha. She understood that she was able to tell by the cry, that this cry wasn't a cry stam, but it was miyaldei ha'ivrim. It was a cry from the Jewish babies, a cry for all. When a Yid cries, a Yid doesn't cry for himself. We cry one for another. We're all connected. We're all one. Okay. And look just with the Chavetz Chaim, which we said over many times, but because I hear it every day. But we'll say it over once a year. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the Sinai, to the burning bush. What happens? The pasuk tells us Moshe turns aside to see the Mareh, this appearance, this vision of the bush that's burning, and it's not consumed. The fire is burning, and the bush is standing. And the pasuk tells us that Moshe comes a little bit too close. In Perik Gimel Pasuk Hey, Vayoymen Amalach calls out, "Al Tikrav Haloim, don't come too close. Shal Ne'olecha Mi'araglecha, take your shoes off of your feet. Ki Hamakoim Asha'ata Oymei Dalov, because the place that you're standing on, Admas Kodeshu, is holy land, is holy earth." And the Chavetz Chaim brings down, "Shal Ne'olecha Mi'araglecha, Ki Hamakoim Asha'ata Oymei Dalov." Wherever a person is, whatever place a person is in, whatever time, whatever situation, whatever generation a person lives in, every person has the ability to remove the shoes from his feet, to take off the mechitza that's separating him from Hashem. Wherever you are, whatever place you're standing on, Admas Kodeshu is holy, has Kedusha. And a person could be Kodesh no matter where he is, where, whatever situation, whatever generation he's in, a person has the ability to become Kodesh. All he has to do is Shal Ne'olecha. The Kedusha is there, but there's a Mechitza between us and the Kedusha. A person removes the Mechitza and he's Zeichet to the Kedusha. Shal Ne'olecha, no matter where you are. People complain, it's hard, it's difficult to do mitzvahs, to come to learn, shalom alecha. You have the ability to take whatever situation you're in, hamakom asha'ata, that you're standing in your situation, in your day and age, ki admas kodeshu, it's kodesh. The Eilois Ephraim brings down, shalom alecha mi'araglecha. Hashem was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu what it means to be a leader of Klal Yisrael. Moshe was now being given over and being appointed the leader of Klal Yisrael. Take a Klal Yisrael. Shalom alecha. A leader, take off your shoes. What happens when a person walks without shoes? He steps on every rock. He feels every pebble. When you're wearing shoes, you don't feel every pebble, every rock. when you take your shoes off, you feel every single pebble, every single rock. A leader has to be able to fail. To be a leader of Christ, you have to be willing to fail and put up with the tsar of everybody, the pain that everybody has, the needs of everybody. Shal ne'alecha. If you want to be a leader of Klal Yisrael, take off your shoes. And you have to be willing to feel everybody's pain, everybody's tsar. Feel every step, every rock along the way. Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky tells over the story that when he was in Siberia, so there were Jewish prisoners, and there were plenty of Polish and other prisoners there as well. And he noticed one night there was a guy, and he wakes up in the middle of the night, and he's walking around. The next night the same thing happens. He notices the same prisoner wakes up, he's walking around, and Bakhminsky's a little more curious to see what he's up to. So he stays, he keeps his eyes open, and he sees that this Polish prisoner reaches under his mattress. He pulls out some other clothing, takes off his prison uniform, changes into other clothing, and he starts walking around the barracks, saluting, motioning for a few minutes, and then he takes off the clothing, back onto the mattress, puts back his prison uniform. Yerbach Galinsky couldn't hold himself back. The next morning, he approaches this guy, and he says, I hope you don't mind my asking you, but I saw last night that you woke up and you took out from under your mattress. What is it about? So at first he got very upset at him. You're gonna tell. He said, I'm not telling anybody. It's a secret between me and you. Just satisfy my curiosity and tell me what you're doing in the middle of the night. And the guy tells him, I was a general in the Polish army. And I ended up here in prison in Russia and Siberia. And in order to remind myself every night that I'm not a prisoner of the Russians, but I'm who I really am, I'm a Polish general, I have my army uniform from the Polish army here, and every night I put it on for a minute or two, I walk around saluting, giving my orders, in order to remind myself that I am a general in the army, and I'm not a prisoner of the Russians. That's your opinion. Rav Galinsky would always say this over, and he says, no, and what about us? We have to remind ourselves who we are also. We have to remind ourselves who we are. We're not Stam Americans living here in America. We're not Stam like the Goyim. We have to remember who we are also. We have our uniform also. When the army of Hashem, we have our achrayis, our responsibilities as well. You can learn from everything that you see. You can learn from anything that you see. You have to keep your eyes open. We have our responsibilities also. We have to see. We have to take whatever situation we're in, turn it into Kedusha. The Machon that we're in is Kodesh. It's not always easy. Sometimes it's harder. But we have that ability. We have the uniform. We come from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We have that ability to look back where we come from. We have the ability to pick ourselves up. And like we mentioned earlier, the Ramban writes, Sefer Shemois is the Sefer of Geula. The Geula of Mitzrayim takes place in Sefer Shemois. It's a time of Geula, a time where we're lifted up. So let's talk of Mizaycha, to lift ourselves up and to learn what we can and do what we can, and Mr. Shimon Shitaka Bizaicha to see the Gula from Harvey Main Omen.